the Liberal Party have followed the Nationals, abandoning net zero emissions by 2050. Opposition leader Susan Lee says her priority is prosecuting the government on rising energy bills, but the Prime Minister Anthony Albanese argues abandoning emissions targets would push up power prices. Amadeen Dennis Ryan is the Australia CEO of the Institute for Energy Economics and Financial Analysis. Amadeen, welcome back to Radio National Breakfast.
Thank you, Sally.
The Coalition says its priority is to lower energy costs for Australians. Does abandoning a net zero commitment make power bills cheaper?
Well, not necessarily, especially with the plans that the Coalition is currently proposing. We found that it's really full of contradictions. So obviously we would agree with a focus on energy affordability while reducing emissions. But at the moment, the Coalition discards or ignores the largest opportunities to reduce energy costs, such as fixing inefficient markets and regulation, energy efficiency, residential electrification and renewables, and instead focusing on deploying some of the highest cost technologies, such as nuclear, carbon capture and storage, gas and coal. That is just inconsistent.
So is it possible to bring down retail energy costs without a commitment to net zero?
Well, really it depends on the technologies that you deploy. And at the moment, the cheapest way to generate electricity is renewables. So CSIRO found that new renewables are already on par with coal and will be materially cheaper than new coal in 2030, even after accounting for integration costs, such as transmission and storage. And Griffith University studied a world where Australia only built coal and gas generation since the mid-2000s rather than renewables. And they found that wholesale prices would have been much higher, like 30 to 50% higher. So really, at the moment, the main opportunities that people say are on the table to reduce energy prices and energy bills are to accelerate the deployment of renewables, to accelerate energy efficiency and electrification.
If that's the case, why has the Labor government been unable to fulfil its promises of bringing down power prices when it has been pursuing a greater share of renewables and a net zero target?
Yeah, look, there's been quite a lot of misinformation in terms of what has actually driven prices up in recent years. We found that the main factors have been increasing price of gas in particular and coal, coal outages and increasing network costs, and also the fact that we've had a lot of policy uncertainty, which has meant that investment has been delayed for many years, while renewables have actually been putting downward pressure on wholesale prices. So gas prices have tripled in the last decade in Eastern Australia and about doubled in Western Australia. That's largely due to LNG exports, and the gas market really needs fixing urgently. Coal prices also surged after the invasion of Ukraine, and many of the wholesale electricity price spikes that we've seen in recent years were driven by coal outages, which are becoming more frequent as coal plants age and become less reliable. So we found that generally renewables have been pushing wholesale prices down, and the more renewables there are, the lower the wholesale electricity price.
Some members of the Coalition say that hitting a net zero target would still be welcome. Do you have any idea of how long that might take without legislated emissions cuts?
There's a number of emissions reduction activities that make financial sense already, but we do need policy to accelerate their uptake. We're finding that, for example, residential electrification is already very financially attractive, but these kind of things don't tend to happen very fast unless there's standards in place for appliances and we really accelerate that deployment. So, yes, I would say if there's no commitment and no policy suite in place to accelerate decarbonisation, it's likely to take a long time.
You're listening to Radio National Breakfast, and my guest is energy markets analyst Amadine Dennis-Ryan, who's looking at some of the impacts of the coalition's policy to abandon emission reduction target to net zero. The Prime Minister says this creates uncertainty for business. How does an opposition energy policy like this impact business investment and planning?
Look, we only have to look at the last couple of decades, really, to know what happens. There has been a lot of political uncertainty on electricity and climate policy. And what we have heard from, you know, investors is that it has been a major factor behind delays in investment. People are reluctant to, you know, make a commitment to build assets that are going to have decade-long lives if policies can be changed, you know, at the next election. So there's a few organizations that have looked at, you know, what impact that has had on electricity prices, and they found that it was quite material.
Amadine Dennis-Ryan, thank you very much for your time this morning.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.